Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the discussion on Ashok Leyland's investment in battery ecosystem for a sustainable India, hosted by Axis Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nishit Jalan from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. We are pleased to host the senior management team of Ashok Leyland today to discuss company's plans for investment in battery ecosystem. We have with us Mr. Shenu Agarwal, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. K.M. Balaji, CFO. I'll now hand over the call to Shenu for his opening remarks, post which we can move to Q&A. Over to you, Shenu.
Thank you. Thank you, Nishit. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today's call is regarding our yesterday's press release from Ashok Leyland announcing our plans to invest in the battery ecosystem in India. As you know, the Government of India has a vision to make India net zero by 2070. Ashok Leyland has also announced its plan to be net zero by 2048. For last many decades, our industry has mastered the automotive technologies based around diesel and petrol. It is inevitable that the world would move away from these fuels and the new, greener and cleaner fuels would become the norm in the future, reducing our dependence on fossil fuels. While fuels such as CNG, LNG and hydrogen could be some of the potential options, it is expected that electric batteries would take a significant share of the future energy portfolio. While the timeline of this transition remains debatable, the learning curve could also be long, and therefore strategically it is important for us to start developing these new competencies so as to be ready for the future. Ashok Leyland has always been a forerunner in adoption of new technologies. Yesterday's announcement of investing in a battery ecosystem is a reflection of this long-term strategic thinking at Ashok Leyland. Ashok Leyland will follow a step-by-step approach in this initiative. The first step would be to manufacture battery packs in India. We expect to start production of localized packs in the first half of 2027. Within the packs, we shall start with addressing our captive requirements for electric commercial vehicles. Later, we intend to expand to other automotive segments such as passenger cars, two and three wheelers, etc. Subsequently, we would also like to address non-automotive applications such as battery energy storage systems. The investment in localized packs would be in the range of 300 to 600 crores and will happen over the next 2 to 3 years. Depending on the rate of adoption of electric vehicles and battery storage systems in India, and also our capability to master these new technologies, at the right time, we shall consider investment in cells as well. The full investment of 5,000 crores, as quoted in yesterday's press release, has a longer horizon of up to 10 years. We believe the most important part of this initiative is in creating a center of excellence which would serve as a hub for research and development, fostering innovation in battery technology, recycling, battery management systems, and advanced manufacturing processes. In the long term, we believe that this will give us a competitive edge by creating new core competencies and know-how in this emerging sector. As far as the partnership with CAL Group is concerned, the scope is broad-based, starting with import of cells and local production of battery packs in India for both automotive and non-automotive applications. While rest of the details would be finalized as we progress, Ashok Leyland would be the exclusive partner of CAL in India. The new battery business and the center of excellence would be housed in a separate entity under Ashok Leyland, the structure of which would be decided in due course. No investment from CAL is envisaged at this time. The location of the new factory and the COE would also be finalized in due course. We are in discussions with various state governments in this regard. With this, I would like to open the floor for any questions or clarification. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Kapil Singh from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Sir, just wanted to understand, when you look at this investment, what is the major need according to you? Is it more that you feel that existing vendors are not able to supply, or you feel that technological developments are required over here by the company? Because generally battery cells and pack have been a lower margin and lower ROC business. So are there any hurdle rates that you are looking at in terms of IRR to go ahead and make investments for cells? How are you approaching this? And also, you are looking to supply to segments outside captive as well. So what is the reason for that? Because traditionally, we have not been suppliers to other OEMs.
Yeah, Kapil, very good questions. So I would say, firstly, I would say that let us take a long-term view on this whole initiative that we are trying to undertake. Battery electric would be a significant part of the commercial vehicles or a larger automotive sector in future. And also batteries would also constitute a large part of the cost of any automotive vehicle. Right, and therefore it is extremely important that we start developing these competencies. Even as an OEM, we start developing these competencies in the entire technology aspect of batteries, right? And therefore, like I said in my opening statement, the most important thing about this initiative is setting up this center of excellence, which would focus on understanding these technologies, innovating in these technologies, various aspects, mastering various aspects like recycling, battery management systems, manufacturing processes, supply chain, etc. Right? I mean, strategically speaking, we have to see that for last 75 years, companies like Ashok Leyland have mastered a particular set of technology, right? And that is going to change very significantly in the future. Now, I'm not talking about next 2 to 3 year time frame, but I'm really talking about next 10, 15 year time frame, and therefore those new competencies, that new know-how, that new skill, that new talent has to be in-house. Also, since this is going to be a large part of the overall product cost, which is like a cost of a truck or a bus, it is very important that we establish this know-how, we establish the manufacturing process, we have control over the cost, we have control over the technology, so that whenever the requirements of the markets will change, we know that we have the right people and the skill available to, address those requirements of the market. So from a long-term perspective, this is extremely strategic to us. But like I said, we will go with a step-by-step approach. Sometimes, in these emerging sectors, a step-by-step approach is actually better than going too fast, because the technology itself, keeps changing. So I think that is basically what our plan is, to have this internal competency, not just in terms of technical know-how, but also in terms of manufacturing processes, to see how we can create some competitive edge in this area. The other part is on the margin. Now, listen, this is again, a question of scale versus the returns. Right now, you know that even in automotive sector, passenger cars or commercial vehicles, the penetration is hardly anything, you know, 1, 2, 3% or so. But imagine a scenario where penetration becomes very large, and then with that kind of a scale, you know, the whole economics will change, right? And I mean, if you look at some of the global benchmarks where the adoption rates are very high, these companies are making reasonable EBITDA margins, right? So I think, you know, let's not read this too much in advance, because scale would definitely matter. But what is important right now is to have a step-by-step approach, develop those competencies in terms of technology, also in terms of manufacturing process, and try to gain a competitive edge. With scale, we are very hopeful. I mean, we have looked at some global benchmarks, and we are hopeful that we can make good margins in this business. Now, the third part of the question was that why are we not just focusing on captive requirement? Why are we looking at other areas? Is also, I think the answer lies in the scale and the technical know-how we can create in this area, right? So, I mean, to achieve a scale, we cannot limit ourselves to commercial vehicles. We have to address other segments also. We also think battery energy storage would be something that would be very large in India in times to come. Yeah, but also we do want to partner with some other OEMs, you know, in the areas of passenger cars, two-wheelers, three-wheelers, etc., to give them a very, very formidable local product in the future, which would also help them. So I think that is the overall vision. But like I said, we will start with first step, and then we will take several good steps in the future.
The first step will be more towards addressing our captive requirements, Kapil. We should look at that, and it makes a lot of sense for us from the cost point of view also. This process will help us in getting one of the prime input for our vehicles at competitive cost.
You know, the import duty on cells is much lower than the import duty on packs. So at least for the first step, we are very confident that this makes a lot of economic sense.
Sure, sir. I understand. And just lastly, want to understand if you have any projections of what kind of range of EV adoption or penetration you expect for various segments like LCVs, buses, trucks, over, you know, let's say 2030, or what is the GWH requirement that you have projected by 2030? Anything like that is available?
Yeah, Kapil, see, there are a lot of projections that are available, you know, to all of us. I mean, different research agencies, different consulting firms have given a lot of projections, right? But the thing is, you know, I mean, we all know that once the ecosystem gets in place, you know, these projections can get beaten. You know, I mean, it's all basically the TCO. You know, if we can improve the TCO of the electric vehicle, you know, or any other application of batteries, you know, then this, we can very well see the hockey stick approach coming in terms of the scale-up. So, I mean, we don't want to rely too much. I mean, you and I know that there are people who are saying that by 2030 or 30 to 40% of the buses would be electric, about 10 to 15% trucks would be electric, and then the light commercial vehicles maybe even more than that. But see, I mean, I am again and again emphasizing that this is more strategic and long-term for us, because we know that at some point in time, the adoption of electric would be very, very high and significant. And therefore, taking this step at this time, and giving us time to develop the right know-how and the right knowledge and the knowledge of the manufacturing and the supply chain, I think it would really help in the long run.
Sure, sir. Understood. And best wishes for this initiative. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kapil.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Kumar Rakesh from BNP. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and thank you for taking my question. First, a clarification. So what we are talking about is, this is an entirely in-house assembly facility which we are building for battery packs right now, with cells being sourced from CLB, and CLB essentially is the supplier for cells, and no technological or investment support would be there from CLB side. Is that understanding correct of the setup?
Yes, that is how we want to start. You were very right in what you said.
Got it. Great. So you spoke about that the first stage is the battery pack manufacturing in India, and gradually at some stage you would look at cell manufacturing. And this is more strategic in nature. But just to understand the rationale behind going into this, because if I look at CLB, their own financials, they would be doing about low single-digit ROC, mid-single-digit sort of an EBIT margin with a capacity of more than 90 gigawatt hour. So even at that capacity, margin profitability is nowhere close to what you do in your core business. So what has driven you to go into making your own investment to get on the battery pack manufacturing and eventually cell manufacturing? I can understand that the taxation and import duty could be a consideration at some stage. But there are other companies in India as well who are coming up and making battery packs and eventually cells as well. So why to make it in-house instead of sourcing locally from some of the other suppliers?
So listen, Kumar, I mean, you know, like I said earlier, you know, it is the cost of the battery related components in future EV would be significantly high. And therefore, you know, two or three things become very important. Number one, that how much deep expertise you have in that portion, which is actually the driver of this whole electric vehicle platform, you know, so that you can respond to the market very, very quickly. Okay, so that is one. If you are totally relying on just buying something which is 30 to 50% of the cost in the vehicle, then it will be very difficult for you to control, to have any kind of control and therefore any kind of differentiation. Right, and therefore, you know, that's why we are calling it very, very strategic for Ashok Leyland. Like we invested, we decided 30, 40, 50 years ago, we decided that we will have our own engines, and that really gave us a lot of strength. Right, this is something similar and actually more important, because the cost of a battery pack and the related components in an electric vehicle would be more than the cost of the engine, as a percentage of the total cost of the vehicle, right? So we have to see it from that aspect, you know, that it will really give us a competitive edge if we can control the technology, if we have the know-how and we can control the manufacturing process so as to have a competitive edge. Now, so that is the first point. The second point is that whether as a business, you know, this will give us enough margins. Now, we already said that we are not doing this only for captive, although that is the phase one plan, but we would also like to explore the wider markets. And we have, I mean, I without giving you too many details right now, but we have studied various companies globally in this area, and we do believe that with some scale, you can really achieve a reasonable EBITDA margin. There are some companies, in fact, who are making 18-19% EBITDA margins as well, right, in this space. But, yeah, one of the reasons that some of the companies are struggling is because this is a technology which has not yet matured, right? It is going through a lot of change. So the product life cycle is small, and therefore, you know, making money out of a constantly changing technology and product life cycle is kind of a struggle. But these are the things that will change in future. So, I mean, I am saying we have to take a very strategic long-term view on these things, mainly coming from the fact that 30 to 40% of the cost of the vehicle would come from battery pack or related components, and therefore a step-by-step approach to develop competency in this area is very essential.
Yeah, Rakesh, I would suggest that you have a look at the time horizon of 2 to 3 years here, not beyond that, because all the factors are evolving in this. Now, if you look at our strategy, it will be more covered by our captive usage. All these requirements will be, the captive usage requirements will be met through this route. So gradually, you know, the strategy will evolve over a period of time depending on various factors, depending on the technology. Many, many aspects are involved in it. So I would suggest that you look at it in a current time horizon.
Great. Thanks a lot for that. My second question was a clarification. You spoke about that Ashok Leyland will be the exclusive partner with CLB. So what that exclusivity essentially means in terms of CLB would not be setting up any other JV in the country, would not be directly providing their cells to other OEMs or non-captive entities that you would be targeting. So what does the exclusivity here mean?
Yeah, so basically, you know, it means that as far as the India market is concerned, we will work closely together, and Ashok Leyland would be exclusive to CAL, which also means that once we start manufacturing certain products in India, then they would route everything through us. I mean, at least those products that we are manufacturing.
Okay. Okay, just for a clarification, is the exclusivity on you or on CLB? Essentially, you can source only from CLB or CLB can sell only to you?
Rakesh, these are all very intricate questions, Rakesh. We will not be able to discuss anything on this call. Please.
Sure. Thanks. Got it.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Just on the, if you have any numbers, what kind of captive consumption requirement you see for our own requirements? And also, just on technology side, what kind of technologies, LFP, NMC, you are looking at it? And any plan to do any JV formation in future, sir?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So the technology that we are looking at is right now LFP only. In future, we will see if there is any shift required in that approach, but we are sure that LFP is the one that we will like to focus on at least for the next few years. There is no JV here because this whole investment will be done purely by Ashok Leyland. So there is no investment by CAL either in this. So this is an entity that will be under Ashok Leyland. The exact structure we will decide and inform you in due course. And the captive requirement as per our estimates would be about 4 to 6 gigawatt hour for the next 4 to 5 years.
Got it, sir. And lastly, if you can ask, sir, just on your take on how do you see the rationalization of GST rate for the industry, sir?
It's going to be a good move because if the rates come down from 28 to 18, you know, it will benefit. It will benefit more to the retail customers who are not taking any input tax credit right now. So that for them, it will be directly 10% saving in their cost and cash flow. But for the fleet operators also, there will be some savings. Mainly, I mean, of course, cost will come down, but the cash flow wise also, I think there will be some benefit. But maybe we can take another time to talk about this.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Raghunandan from Nuvama Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, in terms of localization being cheaper than imports for battery pack, approximately what could be the reduction in cost? Because I think the import is about 15% custom duty for battery pack. Continuing on the same part, for an investment of 300 to 600 crore on the investment side, what kind of a IRR would you expect?
See, right now we have done some rough calculations where we are preparing a final business case, but I think the pack investment would have a payback of roughly 4 to 5 years.
Got it, sir. And for the first 2-3 years, I need to focus on the pack side only, and you will be taking it forward step by step. For you to proceed from pack to cells, you would have a minimum IRR or scale in mind. Any thoughts you can share, what kind of a hurdle rate you would keep for taking any future investment plans or steps?
No, not
right now, Raghu. I mean, give us some more time. As I said, our approach is purely step by step, so we are not thinking too much in advance. While we just wanted to have a broad based partnership with a leading company, which we have done now, but our approach will be step by step. So we are totally right now focused on the next 2 to 3 years. Yeah, I mean, we have a definitive roadmap in mind, of course, but our entire focus is to first develop the PACS and create this center of excellence, and bring this lot of competency and know-how in this area into Ashok Leyland. So that is what we are focused on right now.
And this will be first towards the captive and then towards other OEM requirements in the country. Then we'll move on a broader spectrum.
Got it, sir. Just a clarification, the 4 to 5 gigawatt hour in 4 to 5 years, that would be your estimate of the captive consumption?
Yeah, that is our estimate of what we can use between Ashok Leyland, Switch, and also our other group entities.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you. Thanks, Raghu.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Manvi Jain from Bajaj FinServ AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. So now that we know that battery ecosystem is only going to evolve in the coming years, I wanted to know, will the company adopt an EPR model for the formal take-back program for all batteries packs that will be sold? And if that is sold, then by when down the life cycle of the battery?
I'm sorry, you mean extended producer liability or?
Yeah, extended producer responsibility.
Responsibility, yeah. So let us come back to you on that. I mean, our team has a lot of knowledge about this. They have studied it, but I'm not in a position to respond to you right away. But we'll get back to you on this.
All right, definitely. Thank you.
Thanks, yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pramod Amte from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So wanted to check what has tilted in the current name, CLB, versus other contenders you might have looked at. What worked in their favor? Go ahead.
Yeah, Pramod. we have gone through a huge assessment and took a lot of time in finalizing this partner. I mean, I can't give you all the technical details, but of course we have looked at, the ability of the company in terms of technology, not just currently but future. We have looked at their size and scale. We have taken a lot of feedback from their customers. And of course, Calb is, I think, now the third largest now globally in terms of production. And they are very aggressive in expanding their capacity. I think they are right now 90 to 100 gigawatt hour, but possibly they want to double it in next 1 year or so. They are also expanding internationally. So I think based on a lot of factors, we thought this is the right partner.
And are they already a supplier to you for Switch and that's an extension or how do you...
Yeah, we have multiple suppliers right now, but Calb is one of the significant ones.
Okay, sure. And do the product performance did help in the current ones, which also made as an evaluation parameter?
That was one of the biggest criteria that we looked at, that having some experience with not just their product, but also products from other suppliers. So we have that at least 4 to 5 year experience in using their products and products of some people, other suppliers also. So that really helped in evaluation of, who we need to partner with.
Sure. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for any closing comments.
No, I just want to thank you once again about your interest in Ashok Leyland. Like I said, you know, this is very strategic to us and therefore very important. However, like I said, this is a long-term initiative for us and our intention is to go step by step and, you know, get the right competencies, get the right know-how, get the right knowledge inside Ashok Leyland. And to be able to achieve the right scale, we would also like to partner with other OEMs who would need, you know, such kind of solutions in the future. So that is the overall perspective, and I'm sure we would give you further updates as we go along. Thank you very much again, once again, for attending to this call.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.